Why are they celebrating? Do you know? Let's ask our next guests, former MTV stars Kurt Loder and Kennedy, both libertarians. What are they so happy about?
Well, after 100 years or something, finally gay people were given the right in New York to marry. And why did it take so long?
Well, most of America would say it took so long because it's wrong. Only 5 states have legalized gay marriage.
Well, that has to change.
Well, in places like California, for a while, the majority of voters who have been polled say that they don't really have a problem with gay marriage. Live and let live. And in California, for a while, homosexual couples did have the right to marry, and it was super. Thanks for asking. And then, of course, Proposition 8 came along. It passed. It is now making its way up the judicial ladder. And I hope it fails miserably because, John, I believe in love. And I believe people who are in love deserve to have monogamous unions. And I think Kim Kardashian spoiled the entire smorgasbord for heterosexuals. Her 72-day marriage now makes it legal for anyone, whether they're gay, straight, or somewhere in between, to marry if they are in love.
Well, we'll see if she was the trendsetter there. Let's move on to medical marijuana.
You holding?
No. President Obama said, yeah, I inhaled. That was the point. And I assume when a Democrat came into office and 16 states have saying, look, we want to try this experiment. I mean, some of it's phony. A lot of people use their phony doctor permission to get high. I say, so what? But now the administration is cracking down.
Really cracking down. And in California, not only have they gone to 6 counties in Northern California and literally been sawing down plants, and the point is, no, California said, medical marijuana, you can grow it, you can have your little patch of land.
Federal law does trump state law, but I thought that they would let them have their experiments.
I thought about Obama's whole thing was he would not do this.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't, and Holder said he wouldn't.
I believed.
Before he did.
I believed, and I was...
It was during this administration, they said the war on drugs is over, but they're waging war on legitimate farmers in Northern California and all along the West Coast. And now the ATF has sent a memo to gun sellers saying, if you have clients who are members of medical marijuana dispensaries, do not sell them guns.
And it's one thing, you know, don't sell them guns or burn the plants, but they're also arresting people and knocking doors down. Although President Obama did say in 2009, we will not use federal resources to circumvent state laws on medical marijuana.
I never thought he'd go back on his
word.
Don't
get it.
I was absolutely shocked.
I mean,
what happened to Hopi McChange? I don't believe in battering rams.
That brings up the larger question of when will we stop the war on drugs entirely? I mean, this is just a little offshoot of it.
Well, clearly we didn't this year.
No.
Occupy
next year in Jerusalem.
Wall Street. Celebrities went down there to show their support. Russell Simmons, Michael Moore, Anne Hathaway. But I was struck by this one clip where one left-wing celebrity defended capital markets. Who was it? Let's look.
You can't not have strong capital markets in this country or the country's going to go down the tubes.
What is this world coming to? I think that's a sign of progress.
It's the Capital
when
One.
Alec Baldwin defends capital markets.
It's a Capital One shill. I'm not surprised.
Oh, it's only because he's taking money for doing the commercials that
possibly,
he's suddenly...
And possibly taking money from other dubious sources. But yeah, I think the...
Well, capital... he's also a rich person who doesn't want his money to evaporate and when he pays taxes. And something I have to say to all the one percenters who are out there commingling with the great unwashed is go ahead and write bigger checks to the IRS. I've said it before, I'll say it every time. They'll cash them. If you don't think the federal government is getting enough of your money, and there was a woman on NPR crying, going, I am the 1%. They don't tax me enough. It's like, baby, go home, sit down with your gilded pen, and write a nice thank you note to the IRS in the form of a check. They'll cash it.
She would argue, look, it's not enough if I do it, if Warren and I do it. We have to get all those other rich people to really help the 99%.
They do. They employ them. It's wonderful.
That's true.
There's a new character on Sesame Street. Her name is Lily, and she has a specialty.
At school, I get a free breakfast and a lunch, part of the meal plan at my school.
Well, that's great. You don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah, that is great.
okay, it's like indoctrination for children, but it's just an introduction to the 12 years of indoctrination you have coming up in schools. I mean, it's only Sesame Street. Does this drive you crazy?
Well, I have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old, so I'm very familiar with this world. And I think then it becomes a parent's responsibility, no matter what my daughters take in, to tell them, you know, exactly how the world works. And sometimes with shows like this, it's not just Sesame Street. There are messages everywhere that I don't necessarily agree with. Nemo was all about not eating fish. Fish are delicious, and that's what my girls know.
She's talking about food insecurity, but the biggest food problem poor people have is being obese, and that Sesame Street is introducing to kids food insecurity seems a little sad.
There are food insecurities, and you know, as libertarians, we get a bad rap for not being compassionate, and we don't want to keep people poor. We want to keep people from the government. We're so compassionate, we actually want to rescue people from the federal government. So if the solution is the federal government needs to subsidize everyone who's food insecure, I don't necessarily agree with that, but there is truly a problem, and I don't think it's wrong for kids to be aware of something like that, to develop that empathy.
So you support Lily, the new Sesame Street.
You know what, I want Lily to get a nice sandwich, but I want her mom to make some choices, so instead of shoving trans fat down her head hole, maybe she gets some nice sautéed kale.
I'm surprised that this would happen in a government-subsidized
media. Yeah, that's shocking.
Her head hole. Okay, Kurt, you're now a movie reviewer, and you have this new book of reviews out. We have a picture of that.
Thank you.
The bad, and the god-awful.
Yes, that's it.
He has reviewed the movie I was most excited about this year, Atlas Shrugged. Finally, this big bestseller.
Doorstop.
Yes.
Bigger bestseller than so many others. It was neglected by movie makers for more than 50 years, even though it outsold many other stupid books that were made into movies. Finally, this year, it hit the big screen.
You're ruthless. Your only goal is to make money.
My only goal is to make money.
Yeah, but you shouldn't say it.
So, how was it?
It's just crap.
It's such good intentions,
horrible.
Though.
She just
say.
Saw it.
Oh, if I could sue for those 97 minutes of my life back, I would.
Everything about it was bad. The acting was bad. The directing was bad. The guy who produced it had the rights for 18 years, but they were about to run out. At the last minute, he hired an actor to direct it, and it was just terrible. And I don't think this book can be made into a movie. I mean, it's about trains.
Is it worse than Bonfire of the Vanities? Is it a worse adaptation?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, I didn't think it was that bad.
Really?
But
wow.
Up next, the nanny state. This year's authoritarians who want to limit your freedom. And that includes the Senate Majority Leader.
The time has come to outlaw prostitution.